as we've done over the years, we've got the pleasure of going out to Twin Creeks tomorrow, and I'm glad I got the reminder. Would have turned up at the studio. But it's the New South Wales Open, and we look forward to catching up with a few of the golfers. Here's our regular Paul Gow, who's never at home. He travels more than I do. G'day, Gowie.
Yeah, morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good, thank
good.
You.
Good. Where are you?
Where are you?
Where am I? I'm in the beautiful Noosa at the moment. Noosa Springs Golf Club. But I'll tell you what, I've been at a few shoots this year, and I think no more important than the one that I did yesterday and another one that I'll do this morning up here at this golf course is they've got a program called Soldier On. It's for soldiers who have been wounded in the line of battle and that no longer can serve. They started a program to support them and their families, and they run a golf tournament, and it's 10 of the UK players and 10 of the Australian players. Okay. And I met some chaps yesterday that have lost their legs, that have got prosthetics, that are still playing the game. And it's an unbelievable program. Yeah. And these guys, and they're all on the first tee. It's the Ryder Cup format. And they were into it. And it was incredible.
Great, mate.
It'll be on the golf show in a few weeks, and then I get to play with Sir John Key, the former Prime Minister of New Zealand, who is an ambassador for Soldier On. So I'll be on the show in a few weeks.
Oh, I look forward to it, mate.
That's terrific, mate. Well done.
There'll be plenty of inspirational stories.
Soak it up, mate. That's wonderful. So you'll be back for the Open?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I heard it from Sunday on Fox Sports, Digital, and New South Wales Golf Association, Golf New South Wales website. So we're out there doing a bit of work. And I'll tell you what, I love this event because it's a lead up to the Australian Open, of course. But new venue this year at Twin Creeks, Graham Marks Design Golf Course out there. It's a bit of a hike for you, Slat, but
it's fine, mate.
It's a beautiful golf course
it's
out
nice
there.
Course.
I played there a week ago, and it is in magnificent condition. But this is the week we start to see the guys going into the summer of golf, and we start to see some of those, you know, young guys who put their hand up for, you know, a good event. And there's plenty out there, but there's two I'd like you to watch that have just turned pro only a week ago, Travis Smyth and Harrison Endicott. Travis Smyth, one of our better amateurs over the last couple of years from Wollongong, plays out of St. Michael's. And then a character, hopefully you guys can get him in the box, is Harrison Endicott, and he's from Avondale Golf Club, and he's as cheeky as a person or as a player that I've ever seen, and he's just turned pro. So keep your eye on those two. They're wonderful young players and good young men.
Okay, so Travis is $34. New South Wales Open, wide open market here, Gowie. But geez, there's some good golfers. Michael Sim, $19. Brett Rumford's a multiple winner on the European Tour, $21. You've got this American, Cramer Hickok, at $23. And he's good mates with Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, so he's Spieth-y. Spieth-y. So Spieth-y will be out here next week at the Australian Golf Club.
Next week.
He's going to be in for both those weeks, and I think into the PGA even. And it's good. He's a very good young player. Went to college with Jordan and has been playing the Canadian Tour and won up on the Canadian Tour. I think he won the Order of Merit up there. So he has got game. It's just taking him a little bit of time to get into the rhythm. And keep in mind, for him this week, there's been a number of players over the years that have come to Australia over the summer and over the American winter to hone their game. I look back at Payne Stewart, Mark O'Meara. People forget about Matt Kuchar. He had nothing in the first two or three years as a pro. And then, you know, now he's a world beater, top 10 player in the world. So this is a good platform for it to come to. But don't forget the old guys that will be there this week. O'Malley.
Like yourself.
I'll be there, but just cheering. Is Dave McKenzie. So it's an absolute cracking field out there. And you said Michael Sim, Matt Goggins having a game, Nathan Green, and Stephen Allen, who we haven't seen play for quite some time. But I like James Marciani. We spoke of him last week. He won in China. He's on a high golf course. Well, any golf course this kid plays will absolutely suit him, but especially this one.
Okay, James Marciani is actually $26. He's your pick for the New South Wales Open. Let's talk about what's happening over there.
Hang on, I want to just ask Gowie, what sort of influence you have in the game?
Why?
Do I have in the game?
Well, we want to get Spieth on the show.
Oh, yeah, I've got none. I've been asking to try to get Spieth for the golf show, please.
Well, get your priorities right. If he comes on here, we'll manipulate him to do your golf show.
Yeah, I'll settle for Kramer Hickok, who's his best mate.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm going for Spieth.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, I'm just a bat lover.
Well, there's the way you do it. You do it through his mate and say, right, can we get him on for next week? Yeah, but that's a big coup for the Australian Open, by the way, with Jordan Spieth coming back. And the guy, I don't know what they're paying, but it wouldn't be as much as everybody thinks. He's coming back because he loves it down here, and he's really remembered the place that got him started on the world stage.
One of the best rounds I think we've seen in an Aussie Open, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I really can't wait until the Australian Open next week. It'll be an absolute cracking week around a really good golf course. With Jason Day finally coming back to Australia, we get to see him close up, and ticket sales have gone through the roof. So,
Gowie,
it's been incredible.
By the way, mate, we are chatting with Kramer Hickok tomorrow. Okay?
Nice.
On the program, so that'll be good. Mate, can I just get your bets, if we can, for Dubai and then for the US Tour?
Yeah, so Dubai, that's their tour championship. This is their biggest event of the year. We've only got two Aussies. We've got Scott Hand and Andrew Doat who are there. But I like Thomas Peters. You can go down the list. You've got John Rahm, Rose and Garcia. They're all playing, but Thomas Peters, it's his turn to win. He's a fine young player. Then for the RSM Classic, which is in Sea Island, you can throw, like last week, this is a field that is really hard to pick from, but I've gone from Brian Strood, who you haven't heard of, and Wee Kim as my roughie. Only four Aussies, Stuart Appleby, Aaron Baddeley, and Greg Chalmers, and Cameron Percy. But still a tour event because it's now 2018 on the US Tour.
Gowie, we thank you, mate. Enjoy your time up there, and I know you will.
Hold on.
What?
He's tipping Brian Strood as his best bet for the US event.
Stuart?
He's $101.
Oh, sorry.
He's $101. Good on you, Gowie.
Brian
out.
Or Brain? It's been written here, Brian.
Brian.
No, it's written Brain.
You've got to be a straight hit around this golf course, and he's as straight as they come.
Okay.
Good on you, Gowie.
Thanks, fellas.